か生きるのか。
やってみかしにおろわおろしわぶろろんおろんすにおろな。
生きるのか生きるのか
聞きやろか
聞きやろか何もにの聞きやろか何もにの聞きやろか聞きやろか
聞きやろか
聞きやろか何もにの聞きやろか何もにの聞きやろか聞きやろかうんぱんぱらら
sinu aye re o ba sami adura
ami kiki oroko ni mo ni lo kiki oroko ni mo ni lo kiki oroko kiki oroko kiki kiki oroko kiki 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 oroko kiki oroko kiki oroko
kiki oroko
And right there where you are, I'd like you to personally pick any song of praises in your own mouth.
Nibi to wa ni mo fe ko firin yin kan senu.
And sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Especially if you are believing the Lord for a great breakthrough here this morning.
Ka pa julo bo ba ngba Oluwa gbo fun alaja nla nibi ilu iro yi.
Sing to the glory of the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now with your voice raised up high, sing this song loud and clear. You are the Sing it again.
eternal God, we thank you. Father, as we are before you now, open our understanding. May your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Hey, open to your plate. We go straight away to our first study for today.
I'll see Idanilekowa koko for Joni.
Our first study for the day.
Idanilekowa koko for Joni.
It's called God's concern for the old man.
His
concern for the old man. Our text is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Thessalonica kini orikarun
verse 23.
Ese iketale ni ogun.
1 Thessalonians
Thessalonica kini
5
orikarun
23.
Ese iketale ni ogun.
And the very God of peace,
Olorun alafia,
sanctify you holy.
Tikarare ki o so yin di mimo patapata.
And I pray God, your own spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kí a sì pa ẹ̀mí àti ọkàn àti ara yín mọ́ pátápátá ní àìlábùkù ní ìgbà wíwá Olúwa wa Jésù Kristì.
There in that scripture,
nínú ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí,
we see that man is three in one.
A rí i pé ènìyàn ó jẹ́ mẹ́ta nínú ẹyọ kan.
Man is a spirit,
ènìyàn jẹ́ ẹ̀mí,
living in a body,
tó ń gbé nínú ara,
and having a soul,
tó sì ní ọkàn.
Whatever your name is,
ohun yòówù tó orúkọ rẹ lè jẹ́,
the real you is that spirit man inside.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ wọ̀gbọ̀gbọ̀, òun ni ẹ̀mí rẹ tó ń bẹ nínú.
That spirit man is the real you.
Ẹni ẹ̀mí yìí gangan ló ń jẹ́ ìwọ.
When that spirit man departs from the body,
nígbà tí ẹni ẹ̀mí yìí tó bá kúrò nínú ara,
that's when they say the body is dead.
Ìgbà yẹn ni wọ́n ní ó ti kú.
The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead.
Ìbéèrè wí pé ara láìsí ẹ̀mí òkú ni.
In 3 John 2,
Epistle Johannu Keta,
3 John 2,
Epistle Keta ti
Johannu, I wish above all things,
èmi ń gbàdúrà pé nínú ohun gbogbo,
that thou mayest prosper,
kí ó lè máa dára fún ọ,
and be in health,
kí ó sì máa wà ní ìlera,
even as thy soul prospered.
Ani bi o ti dara fun okan re.
So prosperity in the body,
iserere ninu ago ara,
prosperity in the soul,
iserere ninu okan,
and prosperity in the spirit,
ati iserere ninu emi.
Amen.
Amen.
The first point I like you to understand,
oro akoko ti mo fe ko ye yin,
is that God is interested in whatever happens to your life. God is interested in your body, your soul, and your spirit. God is concerned with what you are going through. God is concerned with those pains and the silent troubles you are passing through your
heart.
God has promised total health.
Ọlọ́run ti ṣe ìlérí ìwòsàn pátápátá.
Man's spirit died when Adam died.
Nígbà tí Adamu kú, nígbà náà ni ẹ̀mí ènìyàn kú.
But Jesus now came,
ṣùgbọ́n Jésù wá,
to restore man.
Láti dá ènìyàn padà
wá. That's what we call new birth. He got born again.
Ìyẹn là ń pè ní ìbí ọ̀tún dídí àtúnbí.
The spirit man now comes alive.
Ẹ̀dá ẹ̀mí ó wá di ààyè.
When you get born again, is that your spirit man that gets born again?
Nígbà tó bá di àtúnbí, ẹ̀mí rẹ yẹn ló ń di àtúnbí.
This is where some Christians boast.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi mi ibi tí àwọn Kristẹni mi tọkàn wọn ti máa ń pòruru.
When you get born again,
nígbà tó bá di àtúnbí,
your spirit man gets born again.
And the mirror you dare to be,
not the body.
Kishi agwara.
Not the soul.
Okun.
You still have some work to do on those ones.
Ishe imbe for to she lori awon yen.
You need to constantly renew your mind with the word of God.
Onilo lati ma fi igba gbogbo se atunse ati iso
Lord. You need to understand the principles of the word of God, the principle of the power of God to set your body free from any infirmity.
O ti lati moye awon ilana Olorun lati le tu agbo ara re sile kuro ninu ailera.
Your spirit man gets born again.
Ẹni ẹ̀mí rẹ ló ń di àtúndì.
And once that spirit man is healed,
nígbà tí ẹni ẹ̀mí ọ̀run tó bá sì ti wo gba ìwòsàn,
and is regenerated,
tó ti di ọ̀tún,
it can then flow out into your soul and into your body.
Nígbà náà ló tó lè jáde bẹ́ẹ̀ kó ràn ká ara àti ọkàn rẹ.
But if that spirit man is sick, there's a problem.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹni ẹ̀mí bá ń ṣàìsàn wàhálà wà.
God is concerned with whatever you are going through.
Ọlọ́run náà ni ó sì kọminú nípa ohun gbogbo tó lè máa là kọjá.
There are three basic problems that man faces.
Àwọn ojúlówó ìṣòro mẹ́ta ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ló ń dojúkọ ènìyàn.
Sin is number one.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ni àkọ́kọ́.
Once the issue of sin is sorted out,
níwọ̀n ìgbà tí ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bá ti lè yanjú báyìí,
many other things will be sorted out.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn nǹkan yòókù yóò yanjú.
The second problem that man faces is sickness.
Ohun èkejì tí ènìyàn ń dojúkọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣòro òun ni àìsàn.
And if you're a good reader of scripture,
vasi jẹ́ tó ń farabalẹ̀ ka Bíbélì tirẹ̀,
you find a direct relationship between sickness and sin.
Ó rí pé àjọṣepọ̀ tó lọ tààrà ń bẹ láàrin ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti àìsàn.
In John chapter 5 verse 14.
Ìwé Jọ̀hánù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
John 5:14.
Jọ̀hánù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple.
Lẹ́yìn náà, Jésù rí i ní tẹ́ḿpìlì.
And said unto him,
ó sì wí fún un pé,
Behold, thou art made whole.
Wò ó, àmú ọ̀láradá.
Sin no more.
Má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mọ́.
Lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Kí ohun tí ó burú jù yìí lọ, kí ó má bàa bá ọ.
Sin no more.
Má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mọ́.
Lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Kí ohun tó burú jù yìí lọ, kí ó má bàa bá ọ.
This man had been full of Bethesda for 38 years.
Ọkùnrin ti wà létí odò Bethesda fún ọdún méjìdínlógójì.
He's been there for quite a long while.
Ó ti pẹ́ jọjọ tó ti wà ńbẹ.
He's been there since Jesus, even before Jesus was physically born.
Kódà ó tilẹ̀ ti wà ńbẹ kó tó bí Jésù Kristì ní pátára.
Anytime the angel came to trouble the water,
gbogbo ìgbà tí angẹ́lì bá wá láti rú omi,
he tried to rush in but no success.
Yóò gbìyànjú láti wọnú rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n kò rí iṣẹ́.
But one day he met Jesus.
Ṣùgbọ́n lọ́jọ́ kan ó bá Jésù pàdé.
And Jesus asked him one simple question.
Jésù sì béèrè ìbéèrè kan ṣe lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Will thou be made whole?
Wọ́n á ń fẹ́ kí a mú ọ lára dábí.
He was complaining, I don't have anybody to push me into the water.
Ó ń ṣàwuyẹwuyẹ, ń wò lẹ́nu kan náà, ń wò lẹ́ni. Tí ó tì mí sínú
oṣù. No, will thou be made whole?
Ìwọ á ń fẹ́ ká mú ọ lára dábí.
So pick up your bed and go.
Olùbá gbé àkótè rẹ kó sì máa rìn.
And he got healed.
Ó sì gba ìwòsàn.
Later Jesus saw him.
Lẹ́yìn náà Jesus wá rí.
Was then we realize that that man had been kept by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years because of sin.
Nígbà yẹn ló tó wá di mímọ̀ fún wa pé etí odò Bethesda tọkùnrin ti wà fún ọdún méjìdínlógójì ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ló dá àdùbúlẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
Sin is more dangerous than acid like our outline says.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó léwu ó sì burú ju omi oró lọ.
And as far as sin is in position, sickness will follow.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bá sì ti wà, àìsàn yóò tẹ̀lé.
If you go back to your own sin, the old sicknesses will come back.
Tó bá padà sínú àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àtijọ́ rẹ, àwọn àrùn àtijọ́ náà yóò padà sí ọ lára.
The third problem man has is satanic bondage.
Ìṣòro ìkẹta tó ń dojúkọ ènìyàn òun ni ìdè sátánì.
Jesus came to save, to heal and to deliver.
Jésù wá láti gbanilà, láti wonisàn, láti dání ní.
And the agenda of the mountain of fire, one of the agenda of the mountain of fire miracles ministry.
Lára àwọn ètò orí òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu.
Is to proclaim deliverance to the captives like our Lord said.
Òun ni láti polongo ìdáǹdè sí fún àwọn òǹdè gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa wa ti
wí. So God is concerned about everything concerning our lives.
Ohun gbogbo nípa ayé wa ló kan Ọlọ́run.
If I sit down here and I begin to share with you what I've seen, what I've heard and what I've seen the Lord do.
Bí n bá dúró báyìí tí mo sì ní kí n máa ṣàlàyé kí n sọ̀rọ̀ lórí ohun tí mo ti rí, tí mo ti gbọ́, tí mo sì ti mọ̀ pé Olúwa ti ṣe.
You will know that God, in his own operation, is able to do all things for all people at all times if they will do what he wants them to do.
O le ṣeun gbogbo fun gbogbo eniyan ni igba gbogbo ni akoko to ba wu nigba ton ba se tan lati se ohun to hun na nfe.
But there are some small problems.
Ifawo ṣoro kekeke nbe.
I will discuss that later. But I want you to know that whatever kind of situation you are going through, God is concerned. God has interest. Was it about a few months back? We did a program at the headquarters. We called the program Water of Fire. We asked people to bring water. That day. And we prayed on that water. The Lord did a lot of miracles. That water is just a symbol of the power of God to wash away evil things. It's not a magic or a fetish material. Everybody brought their own water. Nobody gave them water from here.
And
the anointing can flow into water, it can flow into clay, it can flow into apron, it can flow into handkerchief. The anointing can flow into inanimate materials.
If
that's why I know that the anointing shall break every yoke upon any life here today in the name of Jesus. So we finished that program. There was a woman that came for that program. The enemy had given her a name in the neighborhood.
That is solo Koburukula Dugo.
Because she has four sons, two daughters. The two daughters were okay. But the four sons were insane. They were mad. Chronic insanity. All the drugs in the hospital don't work. They give them the highest dose, they don't sleep. So the woman had to lock them up in four rooms at the back of her house. With their legs tied. The only time people open the door is when they want to push in food. And you have to be very careful with that door you are opening. Somebody has come to open the door before, and this mad boy took the plate of food and threw it back at the person.
You have to be very, very careful.
So, when the woman came back from this program, she took the water, went to the first room, kept a safe distance, and sprinkled it on the first boy. All of a sudden, the wild lion-like look on his face just came down. And he said, "Mommy, give me more of that water."
Sir,
you want more of the water?
The
woman ran back.
Brought
a bigger bottle. Drank everything. Now said, "Mommy, what am I doing here? Who tied my legs? Why am I not in school?" And you know, when a mad person begins to ask such questions, that means he has been made whole. So the first son was healed. When the woman saw it, with that excitement, she ran out again,
pour
one bottle into a big bucket of water,
sinu gara wo mi.
She opened the second room.
O si shi ara keji.
This one she didn't sprinkle the water.
Ele ko fun mi sara keji.
She poured the old bucket on the
wall. Da o di gara wo un lu omo na ni.
That one too became normal.
Ara ye na si da.
She went to the third room.
O lo si ara keta.
Did the same thing.
O si ba kon na.
Went to the fourth room.
O lo yara keri.
And did the same thing.
O si shi ba kon na.
And beloved,
Ara,
in a matter of a few minutes,
Larry said, "You there?"
All four sons were made whole.
Ara, awo mo kolimele, isi da o di pipi.
So the evil name they were calling her on the streets.
Itole na uru kwa bulu tuwa tisani golo.
Because they were calling her Mama Wiri, the mother of the insane.
Iyawo Wiri ni wo.
That was her name on the streets.
Uru kwa don kula bibo niye.
When the God who is concerned moved in. The God of signs and wonders. The evil name they gave to that woman changed. Can you raise up your hand and shout this after me loud and clear?
Oh
God, Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
So that shows you that the Lord can heal mental soul disturbances.
Olorun le se iwosan arun ati idamu okan tabi ero.
A church where I was many years back.
Ninu ijo kan ti mo wa lopolopo odun seyin.
A prostitute got born again.
Asewo kan o di atunbi.
But before she got born again, she developed cancer of the womb. So the doctors took out her womb. Immediately the womb was taken out, she decided she was not going to marry again, she just wanted to serve the Lord. But after some time in the church, one day one brother went to and said, "Sister, God said you are my wife." She told his brother, "You can't be serious." So she refused to answer. But the brother kept pestering her. Then one day she decided to tell the brother the truth. She said, "Brother, don't come again. Because there is no womb." The brother said, "God did not tell me whether there is a womb or not. God said, this is your wife." I'm talking about God's concern for the total man. They got married. It was the pregnancy of this sister. And a delivery of the first child. That converted the surgeon who did the operation. Because he was the one that took it out. And now the Lord, the Almighty, put a new one in position. That's why I know that if there is anyone here today who wants a creative miracle, you shall receive it in the name of
Jesus.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So God was concerned about that one.
Olorun bikita o si nani nipa obirin na.
I was in a meeting.
Mo wa ninu ipade kan.
Somebody was sharing a testimony.
And the in Jerry.
Very interesting testimony.
Jerry gun.
This person was a messenger in their office.
Messenger. Boy ni.
The most junior staff.
He said
he went to a Christian meeting. All of a sudden in that meeting, there was a word of knowledge that there is somebody here. Right now, you are homeless. But God said, within the next few days, you will be the owner of a house. And this messenger just said a dry amen. But when he got to work the next day, the managing director of the company saw him. He greeted the man. Said, Happy New Year, sir. The man said, Happy New Year. The man walked away. After some time, the man walked back. I said, You. Did I give you any Christmas present?
No, sir.
It's okay. You know, I apply for this low-cost housing. And I got one. But I don't need it. Do you want it? Amen.
Amen.
He said, yes, sir. Come and collect the key.
He
collected the key. This is somebody who sleeps on a mat by the bed of his uncle. When he brought the keys home, his uncle did not believe. This is Lagos. Have you been there? So when this brother traced the place the next day, he thought what was going to have was just one flat inside one building. He discovered that it was a house,
a whole house standing by itself.
He put the key there with a shaking hand. The door opened. Thou saw a person who was homeless. The God who shows concern made provision for him. He went back the next day to thank the managing director. That owner said, was there any furniture in that house? No, sir. So you see, every year I change my furniture. The one for last year you see there is in the garage. Do you want it?
Is that yes, sir?
And when they took him there, they were as new. That's why I know that anything the enemy is bringing your way, the power of God shall melt it away in the name of Jesus. But then, let's go to the final part of our study. The way to wholeness. For you to become completely whole now.
For latile di pipe patapata
physically
nipa tara ni o
spiritually
nipa temi o
materially
nipa to hun ini
in every aspect of your life.
Nipa gugu agbegbe aye re
there is one key
kokoro kan wa
brokenness
iwo pale.
What did I call the key?
Kini mo pe kokoro na?
Can I hear the sister saying it? Can the sister shout it loud and clear? Can I hear the brother saying it? Can the brother shout it loud and clear? When you are still saying, well, I don't normally behave, I only take occasional bribes. We are not broken. I commit fornication, but not with every girl. Maybe out of 30 girls I come across, maybe only two out of 30. I'm not really bad. They are not broken yet. You see, I don't sleep with every married woman. I only sleep with those whose husbands do not love and care for.
I'm not so bad because I care for them.
You are not broken yet. You can't get complete healing. I don't sleep with anybody on the street. I only sleep with those who need comfort and who need to be taken care of.
They're
not broken yet. When somebody begins to say, well, I thank God, at least I don't sleep with other people's wife, I only sleep with divorcees, you are still not broken. You say, well, I don't have plenty of boyfriends, only two or three of them. One very rich sugar daddy. One penniless handsome bachelor. And this married man somewhere.
His
own unbrokenness. When somebody begins to say, the day I want to stop drinking, I will stop. Actually, I don't drink much. Only two bottles. At most, five. But not more than seven. You are still not broken. You are far from complete healing. You may receive occasional breakthrough, but the enemy will steal it. You say, I don't tell lies. I only tell business lies or commercial lies. In our business, you need to tell lies to get on. So I don't tell lies all the time. You are not broken yet. As far as you still undress a woman or you undress a man in the laboratory of your heart, the Bible says you are a fornicator, you are an adulterer, you are a rapist. You can't get complete healing.
Sometimes
a small thing can disturb a big thing. Jesus told that man, see no less a worst thing come on for you. And you are still getting angry. I feel sorry for you because your problem is more than all the witches of Nigeria put
together.
As far as that anger is still in your heart, the enemy will keep coming back. If you have hatred in your heart, you are a murderer. That's what the Bible says. And so when you say, oh God, make me whole. Heavens will say, we should make this one whole so that he will kill more people. This is the problem. I want you to understand that as far as you come to God with deception,
you
cleverly conceal sin, you can't experience his total healing.
O le ni iriri iwosan
pe because when God is judging sin,
nitori pe n pati Olorun ba nse dajo ese,
he judges your intentions.
Yo se dajo pelu ero re,
your principles.
Yo se dajo pelu awon ilana to nto,
your motives.
Yo se dajo pelu ohun to je orisun,
the reason why you are doing what you are doing.
Yo se dajo lori idi to fi nse ohun to nse,
your way of life.
Igbe aye re,
your thought processes.
Ero okan re,
the inner lockings of your heart.
Awon to nbe ni koro ninu okan re.
God looks at the longings of your heart, at the tablet of your heart, not the face you present.
Olorun yo wo wa laya re ati awon to kon re nsa beri re ki se boju re ti ri.
No liar will enter into the kingdom of God.
Eke tabi okuro kan ko le wo ijoba.
All liars are children of the devil.
Gbogbo awon okuro omo esu ni won.
So if you are still telling lies and you say, oh God, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me, the Lord will say, but this one is still age. It's a child of the devil.
Baba ngba baba yin para to sin ba la ko Oluwa wo mi so wo mi so Oluwa ye gba eleyo meju yi ni.
There are professional liars.
Awon o puro lenu wo won wa.
Occasional liars.
Awon puro le kokan.
Commercial liars.
Awon puro olowo gbowo.
Romantic liars.
Awon puro ife.
Romantic liars.
Awon puro nipa oro ife.
Look at a girl, you say, oh, beautiful girl. You look, you look like an angel.
Oh, angel,
and the girl too is smiling. The man who says she looks like an angel has never seen any angel before.
And it is a angel, angel,
academic liar. Forge certificate, forge seat. You didn't sit for an exam. Somebody sat for you. It will work against you. Husband liar. Wife liars. These are things that we see and people don't know it can disturb them. The man will say, I don't have any money in my pocket. What is
this,
a lie? So madam, what you want to buy? Do you have any change left?
Yeah, I want to buy like she said you could.
No change. Things are very expensive these days.
So go check what you want to see.
And you are telling lies and you keep a fry pan face.
Oh, paro o si wa soju bi po to lo nso.
These are things
I want to warn you
that can destroy.
O le pa ninu.
You say you have repented.
O lo ti ronu ku wada.
And you are still keeping the complimentary cards of your boyfriend.
You didn't
burn the bridge behind
you. You are still
calling him on the
phone. Say
hello. Anyway, I just want to tell you that I'm now born again.
Oh. I will tell
you about it later.
That
thing wedding, we won't do it again.
But you are
still having his card, you have his connection.
Sometimes
a small thing can spoil a big thing. Small thing like this will stop big thing. I've been to many places in my life to preach the word of God. There are four places where when you preach, men listen very hard and they pray like sinking men. They pray hard, they listen hard. The first place is a leprosy colony. When you preach in that place, the people listen attentively, they pray seriously because the society has rejected them, they are outcasts. The second place where people pray really, really hard is when there is danger of death. God forbid, If somebody announces inside the plane that the plane is about to crash, there will be serious
pain.
Pray hard in those places. The third place is when you go to prisoners condemned to death. They pray really, really hard. The fourth place is the cemetery. When you are preaching in a cemetery, and you are standing on that tomb, and you begin to say things like this, whether you like it or not, one day you will be like this man. 6 feet for everybody. This man was drinking beer 2 months ago. Look at him now. Everybody will eventually end up here. There is perfect silence. Why do men listen to messages in those places and pray hard? Because at that level, the tablet of their heart can no longer play games. God is looking for broken Christians. The broken ones are the ones who are going to be useful for him. Last but not least, Psalm 51. Verse 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. God will not despise such things. God's vessels are only useful to him when they are broken. The kind of life that many Christians are living is a life of quiet habit of terrible and silent sin. When you have a stubborn and unteachable disposition, you are not broken. When your bad behaviors do not prick your conscience, you are not broken. When there is no godly sorrow for your sin, you are not broken. When you are not sensitive to your spiritual weakness, you are not broken. When you are disobedient to God and you are hypocritical in your ways, you are not broken. God is looking for broken Christians. Brokenness is when your body, your soul, and your spirit are completely surrendered to God. And when you do that, God will say yes. This is a material we can preserve. This is a material we can use. There are some people, God calls them precious. Precious. Because of the kind of life they live. As many people as are here this morning, and you want to experience complete healing in all facets of your life, you need to become a broken Christian. Broken Christians don't lose their tempers. They don't fight.
Okay,
they don't tell lies.
Okay, baro.
They don't insult people.
Okay,
they don't play with their spiritual lives.
Okay,
they are very serious with the Almighty. Then God says, yes, I can touch this one. But sometimes when people cry, oh Lord, heal me. God will say, but when you were strong and healthy, you were useless to us. So why are you crying now? make up your mind here this morning. That every power and activity of sin must die. And that the Lord must deal with you and remove anything that wants you to perish. You need to cry to the Lord. If there are some terrible habits in your life, that may disturb you of getting wholeness. There are some people that God will allow the enemy to waste. There are some people you can't touch them. If you want to be among the untouched by the evil, you need to become broken. A small sin is all that is required to allow the enemy to have access to your life. And once that small sin is in place, the enemy moves in. Several years back, while I was working in the civil service, I had an official assignment at Ibadan. And we're driving through this express road. And the kind of driver they gave to me is the kind of driver who believes that nobody must overtake him. So he overtook everything and anything on the road. He hates to see a vehicle at his front. No problem. I knew that I would not die in a car accident, so he can run. If the car crashes, he will die and I will walk out. As well, speeding. It was a new car. All of a sudden, rain started. When the rain started, he put on the wiper. But it didn't work. So we started slowing down. Because we could not see the front again. The rain became very, very heavy. Eventually, as we were slowing down, all the vehicles we overtook, Okada, motorbike, big lorries, trailers, they all passed us. Eventually, the dream became so heavy, we had to park. So a good car, a fast car, but that simple thing called wiper detained it from moving. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. If you like, you may deceive yourself here this morning. If you like, open up to the Lord so that He can touch you. Right there where you are, begin to talk to the Lord.
Like,
Father,
whatsoever
is in my life that will prevent my total healing, no matter how I like it, no matter how long it has been in my life, take it out this morning. It must not continue my journey with me. I must remain whole. Anything that is making me to smell to you, anything that is carrying my wholeness away, anything that is carrying heaven away from my life, take it away this morning,
Lord.
Take it away. Open your mouth and begin to talk to me.